The following is an interview with Pontiac M&A Andre Fortin from September 6th, discussing some issues surrounding a proposed daycare expansion project in the Pontiac region. Let's, I guess, start from the very beginning here. From what I understand, there was this initial call for projects. The Pontiac wasn't sort of listed, and there was a bit of a scramble to get a project in the region here. Can you talk a little bit about that process initially and what exactly we're applying for here?
So in March 2022, the government awarded the CPR 123 Peekaboo in Shawville with 60 additional spots. And as part of this process, they would order a prefab home to put on the land. The CPR did all the work necessary. They purchased a piece of land, and the government went out to tender to build all those prefab homes to put one in Shawville and the rest across the province for additional daycare spots. There were supposed to be 60 spots there. Now what we're hearing a year and a half later is that the government went to tender twice. It didn't get the results that it expected, meaning it was too expensive for them at this point. So they're canceling the project. So nobody knows what's going to happen. And in the meantime, in the region, we still have people, whether they're nurses, teachers, workers who just have to stay at home because they don't have daycare solutions. This is a major problem and a major failure for our region.
So they just couldn't find contractors to construct this, or what's the...
What we're hearing at this point was that there were companies who bid on the tender, but the bids came out more expensive than the government had thought. So instead of going ahead anyway and meeting the needs of all those parents in the region, they decided to cancel the project. Now everybody across the province is wondering what's going to happen next, because the government has been fairly silent on this so far. The problem that has arisen from this is that we missed out on a whole bunch of call for projects in the last year and a half, because government had considered that with those 60 spots, we had more than enough in the region, and we're ineligible to apply to all these other projects. So now we have no solution for all the parents who are looking for additional daycare. And that's something that government is going to have to revisit ASAP, because the current offer is simply not meeting the needs of our local population.
Just kind of like an eggs all in one basket sort of situation here. Yeah. You know, that hasn't panned out
Yeah, that's exactly right. Government put all its eggs in the same basket, and now they've dropped the basket, and so we'll see what comes next. But it's definitely one of the files that I will bring up to Quebec City as soon as we get back next week. It's been a priority issue for people in the region for I don't know how long. It's an economic issue. It's a service issue, and it's not something that people should have to fight for getting a daycare spot.
Absolutely. And this land here, was that it was in Shawville there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where it is. I'm sure the Mayor McCreary could tell you exactly where it was, but that land was purchased and ready to welcome that prefab home that the government had promised.
And we've talked about the daycare situation there before there too, and part of that was the government's focus specifically on CPAs instead of home care and other stuff. Can you talk a little bit about how that sort of impacts, like we sort of gone all in on this model specifically?
So CPAs are great, but in terms of smaller communities, sometimes you need more flexible solutions. We saw a number of home daycares close during the pandemic because the model simply wasn't working anymore. And what the government had decided to do right after the pandemic was to go with the CPA model, which is great, but it means bigger facilities. And in this case, it meant one 60-spot facility in the Pontiac. And now that we can't go ahead with that one project, we have more than 60 families who will be scratching their heads and wondering what to do next year. So it definitely is it's a great way of doing things, CPR, but it leads to situations like this where when you can't go ahead with one project for a reason, smaller communities are definitely feeling the impact.
And what's the rationale there? Just easier to regulate larger facilities, easier to standardize things? What's the rationale?
I think from what I've heard from government, they like the model because it's a consistency of care and probably a very high quality of care as well. Whereas if you're dealing with a number of different home-based facilities, it may be harder to keep track of all of them. Mm-hmm. I'd say most of them still had a very high level of quality care, but it's probably harder for government to keep an eye on them. So they decided to go with these big one-size-fits-all model. Clearly, in this case, it can lead to a situation like this, where if a project doesn't go ahead, you're leaving a whole community without the service.
And you had mentioned there that during this time period, while they were waiting on the offers, there have been other opportunities that had come up that had been potentially missed there. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so government looks at the amount of spots in every region, and it looks at the demand in every region. And according to the Family Affairs Ministry's analysis, with those 60 additional spots who were supposed to be in place this fall, the Pontiac would have had enough spots to meet the needs of everybody looking for one. However, because they considered that we would have all the spots we need, it didn't allow us to bid on other call for projects. So people who may have wanted to build smaller CPAs in other parts of the region, or people who had smaller scale projects were prevented from applying because, in the eyes of government, our needs were already met with the current offer plus these 60 that were coming in. Now we're left without a solution for just about everybody here. So that's why in our eyes, it becomes a major priority issue and one that we'll fight for as soon as Parliament resumes next week.
And as far as the, I guess, solutions or the possibilities going forward here, what do you see as the best fix, I guess, in the short term?
For our specific region, I mean, we have to look at to talk to the CPAs, see what can be done. Can an expansion be done quicker? Is relaunching localized tender processes, will that lead to better results? Will it just need to accept the fact that it's going to cost more than it thought and relaunch a global process again? I think everything has to be on the table, and every solution has to be looked at to see how can we find spaces for those people that government already recognizes the need, and they know there's a need for at least 60 spots in our region. They can't just leave them like that unfilled for the coming months and years.
And I remember back at the meeting that we had on daycare, I don't remember when exactly that was. I believe it was earlier this year. There was a representative of CPAP that sort of talked about the difficulties finding employees. It's one thing to say, hey, okay, we're building all these spaces, but at the same time, if you don't have the staff to staff them, then I don't know. So I guess where is the situation on that front?
Well, that's obviously still an issue. Finding staff is hard for everybody these days, and it has to be a dual track process. You got to build the facility and also look for staff and give them good working conditions. That is one of the things in CPAs that does make it more attractive than in private daycares. Oftentimes, the conditions are better, so that is one of the advantages of the CPA model. But it's definitely a challenge, as it is for every business. So I think everybody's hope was that once they saw, or once people saw that the building was going ahead, that it was being put on site, then you'd have people interested in applying, rear their heads. And now we have neither, right? We neither have the employees nor do we have the facility. So the solution, as you say, can't just be one track. It has to be two things at once here.
Not to beat on the egg metaphors there too much, but yeah, it's both chicken and the egg here.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah. So another thing too that we've all heard sort of anecdotal stories about the difficulties finding daycare spaces and that kind of thing. But do we have any like the actual data on how many spaces we need and what's lacking and how many people are on the wait list in this area?
Yeah, the daycares themselves think that the ministry is undervaluing the amount of spaces that we need. So when the ministry or when the government tells us, oh yeah, well those 60 spots will fill all the needs in the region, if you just go by the wait list on existing daycares, you have well over 100 families. So It's not only frustrating that we can't go ahead with those 60 that we had been promised. It's also frustrating that government doesn't recognize that there are even more families who are waiting. So to me, first step is finding a solution for those 60 that everybody had agreed on, everybody knew was a need, and then reassessing and looking at the specific numbers that will still be waiting at that time. It's at least 40 more than the government is estimating right now.
Andre, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for letting us know about this issue here. If there's anything else you wanted to let our listeners know about this specifically, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, the only thing is that we will definitely follow up on this and keep you informed of developments. I know there's a lot of people out there who are waiting patiently and anxiously to be able to get back to work. So we will definitely let you know what the next steps are. And that is something that us at the Liberal Party of Quebec will be tailing the government every day in the upcoming session. So expect some news shortly.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when the National Assembly's back. Perfect. Thanks for your time.